You're listening to The Blind Spot, a podcast from Thomas Pocklington Trust.
Welcome to The Blind Spot. In this episode, we'll be speaking to Young Voices members Alex and Rainbow about work experience. They tell us what they enjoyed the most about their work experience placements, how it helped them realise what career path they wanted to follow, and what advice they would like to give blind and partially sighted students who are looking to gain work experience.
Hi, my name's Rainbow, I'm 19 years old, and at the moment I currently go to the school, St. Vincent's School for the Blind in Liverpool.
I did my work experience within St. Vincent's School and other organisations. I did it as a PE teacher / swimming teacher, but predominantly PE, and I did this for about 6 to 9 months.
Hello, I'm Alex. I'm 18 years old and from London. I'm studying Level 3 Sports and Exercise Sciences.
I done my work experience at Rangefield Primary School, that's 15 minutes away from me, and I was a teaching assistant for a reception class for about 2 weeks, technically 10 days, because that's how long our work experience was supposed to be. And I found out about it through my secondary school in year 10, because halfway through the year we had to do work experience for about 2 weeks. So then I got help from the school.
Yeah, that's interesting, because my work experience happened more in COVID, because as I play a lot of sports and things, I wanted to go into an internship or some type of sporting coaching role, and as COVID hit, obviously sports started to shut down. So I learned about work experience through my school, and I went into different schools, also helped out within my own school to do the work experience, and it was really interesting. So as I found out about it through my school, it was really interesting as they helped me and things, and mine like yours range from primary up to secondary, so it was really interesting to see the different abilities and also doing the different activities for different groups and things. Like, what type of support did you receive through your school and other people?
So I mainly got my support through SEN, which is a special needs education department I had in my school, because there wasn't a visually impaired unit like there is in some schools outside of London. So I got the help from there, and I ended up working at the school that one of my friends. So she was obviously aware of my visual impairment and told the teacher that I'll be like being the teaching assistant with about my needs. But then obviously that all changed because that teacher ended up not being in, and so I had a supply teacher. So it was a bit hard to work with the supply teacher because she kept saying, like, get this from over there. And I don't think she was, like, quite aware that I had a visual impairment. So that was, like, a little setback, to be honest.
Yeah, and definitely within our visual impairments, I think definitely it does have a setback. The support I received was definitely good regarding, like you say, getting the help that I needed. I'd also have obviously an LSA or some type of teaching assistant within the classroom, so they was always able to help me within helping with the lessons and teaching the lessons and delivering the lessons. Things I found fun about it, it was just being able to see people learn. I think that's something that I feel and I have a great feeling about, and I definitely have an amazing just achievement about feeling happiness from me teaching someone and them learning about it, and the kind of light bulb moment of, oh, I understand that now. And I think that was a fun thing of coming away from your work experience, is, like I say, just the realization of people understanding what you're teaching them. What about yours? Like, what was the type of fun things that you enjoyed?
I think the most fun part, or my favourite part in all was like teaching them like the PE, like supervising them in their PE lessons, because not all of them knew how to like kick a ball or do certain activities. So it was really good to help, because when I'm older, I want to be a coach anyway. So just being able to help kids at that age just really boosted my confidence.
Yeah, definitely. And also, like, within the skills, what type of skills do you think you was able to get from the experience?
I'd say mainly top leadership, I'd say, and confidence, because obviously it was a different environment that I'm used to. Obviously, confidence came first. And once I got, like, involved with the kids and making sure they were okay, I think the confidence came from there. And then once one of the PE teachers asked me to help the kids out, I think that made me, like, gain some leadership skills, which was really good.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that goes down for a lot of people, doesn't it? Like, when you go to teach and things, it definitely helps within the leadership. For me, it was more skills of being adaptable, like adaptability, but also organisation. And there were some times where one of the teachers wouldn't be able to pass you this or that because they didn't recognise, like, you wouldn't be able to see. And I think that's definitely something that blind people have to be as organised, because if they don't know where everything is, then it's a bit hard for them. So yeah, I think that's definitely something that I take away from it. What type of things did you not like about it? Like, obviously there's always advantages, but there's also disadvantages to things, isn't there, I suppose?
There wasn't really any, like, disadvantages apart from the over there bit. Like, a week later, she got used to it and was, like, worked at the same pace. There were some that were ahead of the class and some that weren't ahead of the class. And the ones, not everyone in the class works at the same pace. They can easily still do the same stuff as the other kids, basically.
I think that's really interesting with the point that you bring up, and especially the value that you took away from it. Because obviously there's always going to be a value that you're going to take away from something, whether it's good or bad. And I think from work experience, you can definitely take a good value away from it. Even if you didn't enjoy it, there's always that value of something that you've learned. You learn every day. And yeah, definitely the value of mine, I suppose, is, like you say, just seeing different people's abilities and them change over time, like whether that's with you helping them and things, and the confidence growing. I think that's definitely a value that I take away. But going back to obviously what you didn't like, was there any type of incidents or any type of problems within the classroom, within the children? Like, was any of the children different to you within you being blind, or was he okay with it? And certain things, like, did you ever come across a situation?
No, honestly, all the kids were really helpful, to be honest. I think they were told, like, a week beforehand that they'd have, like, a teaching assistant coming in that was visually impaired, so would may need some help, and they were really helpful, to be honest, because even if the teacher asked me to get something, I didn't know where it was. One of the kids would say, "Alex, I'll go get it for you." And that just made me smile, because I thought, oh, this is really nice. So there wasn't really anything bad on the kids' side, to be honest.
Yeah, so I suppose little kids as well, like, they're interested within that type of stuff as well, like, getting to meet different new people. And
Yeah, at that age, they were really young as well, so
yeah,
that they even understood that was really good.
Yeah, definitely. I think the only thing I could change would probably be the different sizes of the class. Within, like, the schools I taught in a couple of more, like, disabled schools. So the classes was less. But as I want to go in as a PE teacher when I'm older, or a coach, obviously, it definitely will be more having more children in the class. So from, like, 18 students onwards. So I think having like 10 or so students in the class, it was good, but also I think I could have liked to change it as well within the different numbers within the class to see on how I got on with that. And how did you find that? Like, did you find it hard within having loads of numbers in the class or anything?
I was fine with the numbers. There was about, I think, 18 in that class. It was a bit hard with the names and stuff and trying to recognise who was who. But towards the end, I got used to it and I called them the right names, so I was fine with that.
Yeah, I think it's hard for a blind person, obviously. At the beginning, obviously, you can't see the faces, so you can't really look at them and say, oh, yeah, this is that person. But I suppose the takeaway message from all this is, obviously, you enjoyed it. I suppose I've really enjoyed it too. I think it was a great experience.
Yeah.
And would you ever do anything again, like within work experience? Like, do you hope to do something else within work experience?
I just want to like stick with the same thing, like either work as a teaching assistant in like a reception school, or just go to sport coaching, to be honest, because they're my top main things I enjoy the most.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously, with you wanted to carry on, is there any type of messages that you would, I suppose, pass on to anyone, I suppose, on what they'd like to do for work experience or whether they should do it and why and things?
I'd say just go for it, to be honest. There may be some like hurdles and stuff that might prevent you from doing it, but obviously you can push them hurdles out of the way and just go for it. Like, don't be afraid to do work experience just because of your visual impairment. Like, there will be people out there that will accept you for you. Like, my friend's mum accepted me going into the school and working there. So just honestly, key message, just go for it no matter what. Like, apply, just keep applying. They reject you, it's their loss, to be honest.
Yeah, I think that's a great takeaway message for people and things, because obviously, like you say, if you go for it, it's confidence, and it'll build people's confidence up. I think for mine, it's just try and do your dreams, go for your dreams. So if you want to be a teacher, if you want to be a beautician, there's always different type of work experiences out there, not just teaching, as me and you have experienced. It can be for anything. And if you want to do that, then obviously like you've experienced and I've experienced, obviously, you can go and do that, and don't let it get in the way of you. And it's a good experience just to have, whether you like it or not. It's just experience to have on there. And I think as well, it's something good for your CV, even though there's qualifications involved, like GCSEs. Also, I think work experience and experience of that type of job is something that employers look at and things. So that is definitely something that I'd say to people about taking away. And
yeah.
I think definitely also my work experiences helped me push on within my career and prospects, because it's helped me understand what type of role I want to take on. If I hadn't have done work experience, I don't think I would have wanted to do what I want to do now. I've always wanted to be a sports coach. I've never wanted to be like a PE teacher or a teacher as such, but now after I've done the work experience, I've loved it, and now I'm going on to uni in the next couple of months, and I'm going on to bigger things within my career pathway to becoming a teacher because of the work experience. And I think the experience has definitely enhanced my skill set of different things, of being adaptable and adding things into my toolkit, which I can take along to other places, because doing work experience can be another great thing on your CV. And me having that type of teaching aspect on my CV as for me work experience it shows employers within my career pathway, which I want to go on for, is, and I'm not just doing it because it's just a job, it's because I enjoy it, because I wanted to experience being a teacher, and then I went on to do that and to kind of reach my dreams and my goals. What about you, Alex?
Yeah, so it's similar to you, to be honest, because I've always thought I want to be a sports coach. This is what I want to do. Like, I don't want to do anything else. But then being like a teacher assistant and just helping them in like all their learning other than PE, I think that was beneficial, because even then I was still learning some stuff that I never thought I'd learn, like teamwork in like working alongside like a teacher and making sure everything's accessible for all the kids and they understand. Like, that's like just really helped. And I think either I want to like be a teaching assistant and have like sports coaching on the side and try and do both, or just focus on one of them and like just incorporating it. Because I can even just, with sports coaching, you can incorporate it into like being a teacher assistant and like helping the kids when they have like a PE teacher. And then obviously if they don't understand, it's not just the PE teacher that's there, it's also the assistant that can help as well. So the teacher doesn't have to deal with all the kids saying, I don't understand this and that. So I think that's really the key thing I'd say.
I think definitely advice to give to people also, and if you can't get any help throughout your school, then there is other places that you can find this information, such as if you're blind, you can find it through organisations like Thomas Pocklington Trust, RNIB, and many, many others.
Yeah, I'd say the same to us. Like, all you have to do is just, like, try and be confident, because when I done work experience, I was completely confused. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to do it. And honestly, I didn't have the confidence to do it. So then, obviously, if you try and find somewhere or have a rough idea where you want to go, but you don't feel as confident, either speak to your parent, Thomas Pocklington, and other organisations like Rainbow said, or just if you have like a department, like there could be a VI department or an SEN department, go to them, say and ask that you need help finding work experience. And honestly, I think they'll just help you. And all honesty, like Rainbow says, chase your dreams, and just have an idea of what you want to do, because not only for you is it easier, but for also the person helping you find the work experience, it's easy for them, because then they can like scout out around to see if there's any like places available for you to go to.
You've been listening to The Blind Spot, a podcast from Thomas Pocklington Trust. If you'd like to find out more about what we do at TPT, check out our website. Go to www.pocklington-trust.org.uk. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss the next episode. Thank you for listening.